Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, good evening to you folks for a January 13th, 2014. My name is Gary L. Wimmer, and you are on Psychics Gone Wild, and we're glad to have you folks with us this evening. We've got several callers already calling in, and both my co-host and I will be giving short readings or taking comments. And before I say anything about myself, I want to have my fine, beautiful, wise, interesting co-host introduce herself. This is Dawn, Mystic Haven. Dawn, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here. Alegria, everybody. How are you?
Why don't you tell us about yourself, Dawn, and tell us what you do. And I know you didn't hear the applause there when you said hello, but it was there, I guarantee. tell us about yourself, my dear.
Oh, let me see. Well, I am a natural-born psychic medium. I have spent the majority of my life using these gifts and abilities to help others. And then I get messages through basically things that are shown by spirit, what is going on around somebody, any advice that is given from spirit I pass on. And also if somebody comes through, you know, if they choose to come through and pass messages on, I also do that as well. I am the owner of Natural Mystic Haven, which is a wide range of bath and body aromatherapy, chakra cleansing products, holistic, and also the owner of Mystic Haven, which is also the magical line of candles and spell work, you know, and all that magical realm. What else? Oh, I don't know, all kinds of different things. But, yeah, I primarily use these gifts to help other people.
That's what they're for.
Yes. Now, I wanted to let people know, one, I have a bad cold, so if you hear me cough or sneeze or, you know, anything, you know, please excuse me. and two, some of you know this, some of you don't. Now, today is my birthday. So,
happy birthday to you, my dear.
Thank you. And so what I am going to do, I'm going to give a gift to people. Okay, in honor of my birthday, I want to give a gift. So, those of you who are online or listening, okay, if you are at your computers, if you go to the Psychic Gone Wild website, okay, go to my name, the first 10 people that send me an email and in the send line, put tick me. Okay, the first 10 people that I hear from are going to receive from me during the course of this week a free reading, whether that be through email or by phone. Okay, so the first 10 people, that is my gift to you. Okay?
That's pretty neat. That's neat.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I do have a special going on also this week, and it is a gift. Those who don't happen to make that list, I do have a special running on the email email readings for the two question one with the general readings, and those are only like $10. Normally they're like $25. So I do have a special, but like I said, the first 10 people that I hear from, and I'll be checking my email, you know, after the show, you guys are going to get a free reading from me. So I will be responding. So there you go. That's my gift to you.
All right. All right, Dawn, well, happy birthday to you, girl. What are you, 24?
Not kidding. Oh, I wish. No, seriously. See, that's a good challenge for you guys. You guys can tell me, how old do you think I am?
Well, I gave my gas, so you know that.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I appreciate that.
Well, Dawn, great to be with you again. You folks be sure and email her. My name is Gary L. Wimmer. Short and nuts and bolts about myself. I started giving readings in the early 70s. And two things I wanted to mention. In 1977, I had a near-death experience I wrote a book about called The Second Eternity, the most incredible thing that's ever happened to me in my life. So if you'd like to read the story, it's quite a page-turner from what I'm told. It was a page-turner of an experience. I know that. It's called A Second in Eternity, A-S-E-C-O-N-D, in Eternity. You can Google that. You'll find it on Amazon or Kindle. In 1980, I met a lady who did a reading for me using lithomancy, a psychic art of reading stones. And I started using that method, and it became my main method. And that's, I'll be giving some readings with both lithomancy and just a regular deck of cards this evening. In a nutshell, lithomancy is a psychic method of using 16 stones, Sun through Pluto, that's 10 planet stones, and six stones I call personal stones, luck, commitment, place, and magic, which is a timing stone. Those 16 stones, if I do them in person, people drop them into this basic little piece of leather that's in a circle about 14 inches in diameter, and I read them like a clock from the center to the top, 12 o'clock, and then around for 3 months, 12 weeks. When I do it over the phone, as I'll be doing it this evening, I'll charge the stones up. I'll ask the caller to say drop, and I will tell you what I'll see over the next couple months. You can check out a lot about me and about Mystic Haven on psychicsgonewild.com. And again, we're glad to have you folks with us tonight. We have a lot of folks in the call room, a lot. So we're going to probably go fairly quick here to try to get as many people as we can. And our first caller, we take them in the area, order of which they're called in. And the first is area code 928. 928, are you there?
Yes, hello?
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Alfina.
Alfina?
Yes.
Okay, that's a pretty name, girl.
It is.
Alfina, do you have a... Do you have a specific question? You want a general reading? You want to go to Dawn first? You want me to do a reading for you? You're the first guest. You get to choose, my dear.
I'm wanting to know about finances.
Dawn, do you want to handle that? Do you want me to do a reading? What's up to you, Dawn?
You go ahead first.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to drop these 16 stones in just a minute, and that'll give some... indication about a lot of things, and I will concentrate on Jupiter, which has to do with finances, and both the other stones, too, commitment stones, Saturn, things like that. It's things that have to do with stability and finances. And as I charge these 16 stones up, Alfina, I'm putting your energy into them, and all you have to do is say drop. Whenever it feels right to you, just say drop, and I'll tell you in a couple minutes what I'll see, okay?
Okay.
So whenever you say drop, my dear.
Drop.
Okay. Well, it feels like you're going through things right now. They kind of look at the past and about your environment and emotionally sort of not really confused, but wanting to feel like you're going somewhere, that sort of thing. And during the first week or so, it feels like there's a lot of things about communication. Now, that certainly is a very important stone for you getting lined up with job. And it feels like by the second and third week here, even if you're already applying, by the second and the third week, you're going to feel a lot of very positive feedback about things, like maybe going to interviews, that sort of thing. And it seems like by the third and fourth week here, you have the Saturn stone, you have the Sun stone, you have Venus and Jupiter. So there's a lot of things coming in from the third and fourth week on that are going to line up for you. I wouldn't be surprised if it is a job. It's also going to, as you go through this fourth and fifth and sixth week here, you're going to be able to let go of a lot of your doubts. And that's sort of what you're going through right now, is wondering what's next. So stay encouraged and stay positive and really think about communication here in the first week or two. All sorts of applications, talking to people, getting connected, because that's what's going to start this second and third week of things really flowing for you. Be patient and be persistent. And when you talk to people, use this Mercury stone of power and emotions and allow yourself to really sell yourself to the people. Because that's what's going to help you not only land a good situation, it's also going to help you get out of the sort of the doubts you've been processing. And by the sixth and seventh week, it feels like things are going very well for you with career, with job, with new plans. And from the ninth to the 12th week, it feels like it's brought in a lot of good things to you about love and about fresh ideas about place. You may even consider, I don't know if it's moving or making fresh plans, that sort of thing. But it sure has a lot of luck attached to it from the 9th to the 12th week here. So even though you're looking at the past right now and having a little doubts, stay empowered. This Mercury stone in the first week is going to help you make a lot of good decisions and make with communication and so forth. I hope that helps you a little bit, girl. Does it make sense to you?
Yes.
So, yeah, you have to go out and apply, and you have to push. And you have, but it feels like it's going to come for you in the next couple of weeks. Do you want any, to add anything to that, Dawn?
Yeah, I get the same thing on that one. I do get the same thing. Change. Yes, and it's within the same time frame. It is with that. I do have to agree with the patience and persistence on this one. As long as you continue to do that, don't give up, don't get discouraged, okay? Because discouragement, that'll just bring you down. Just stay positive with it because it is coming, okay? But they're showing the same thing on this one.
Well, Feeny, you got two collaborations on that. Stay inspired, girl, and make this New Year vow to yourself to just communicate, be empowered, and don't worry about it's not working. Concentrate on what you're going to make work, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, my dear. Now, we have a lot of callers. And to try to get to everybody, I think what we might do, if it's okay with you folks, because we have quite a lot of callers, we're going to alternate just to get access to more folks. So this next number is 256, and I am going to let Dawn do a reading for you, and then I'll take the next. 256, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Kimberly. How are you?
Kimberly,
hi,
we're
Kimberly.
Great. Dawn, why don't you help Kimberly, and I'll take the next call so we can get everybody in.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. My question is quick. I am a Scorpio, and I have a tendency to be a little, type A personality sometimes, and that doesn't work well in romance, I guess, because stuff hasn't been going the way I think that it would go when it comes to meeting guys, and I kind of just want to pull away, and I just need a little guidance with that. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, well, honey, the first thing about Scorpio personalities, okay, they are very... what's the word I'm looking for? They're very dominant, very dominant. And that's just a normal trait that you Scorpios have, okay? And you expect, Capricorns are the same way, too, where you expect certain things of yourself, but you also expect that of other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's, I'm a Capricorn, so, I'm guilty of this sometimes, too. Scorpio is the best way to handle things like that. Rather than trying to control a situation, you have to remember that everybody is different. Every sign is different. Not some signs are compatible, some signs are not.
Uh-huh.
So when it comes to relationships, rather than saying, okay, well, it's one thing to know what you want, and that's good. That is good. But recognize in other people, the qualities that you are looking for, if they possess those qualities, that's good. The ones that maybe you don't want them to possess, but they may have, sometimes you just have to not so much look past it, but learn how to work with it, to be accepting of it. But just as you would want somebody to be accepting of you.
Okay.
I mean, as you as a person, and just remember that Okay, well, this is somebody different. They have their own traits, their own personalities, their own life, their own dislikes. They may not be the same as mine, but let's see, you know, how this can work together, because sometimes, you know, your strengths may be a strength to them. You know what I mean? Your weaknesses, their strengths may be a strength to your weakness. You know what I mean? So it's a matter of finding the right balance without being overpowering. And like I said, and that's a normal trait with Scorpios. It really is. But sometimes they just need to kind of soften a little bit, because you guys have like a sharp edge to you.
I just want to say that, I mean, I like this guy, and he said something the wrong way, and it just ticked me off, and I'm like, I don't like him anymore. So
what is his sign, do you know?
I think he's a Leo.
Okay, ooh. Well, there, right there, that's a problem. Okay.
Yep. Understandable.
Yeah, Scorpios and Leos, you might as well be bashing two rocks together.
Okay.
They're two extremely headstrong personalities, two extremely controlling. You know, they want their way all the time. You know what I mean? And some other personalities are like that too. But when you have that, yeah, sometimes, yeah, that may not work. Your best bet, if you're going to look for a particular type of personality, Scorpio, let me see, you're what? You're a water sign, right? I always forget because they have that fire temper, so I always get them confused. You're better off with like an air sign, like an Aries, or, you know what I mean, somebody that is a bit of a lighter energy that will help to soften you out a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, but you just have to remember, though, you know, if you want people to be respectful of you, you know, in your likes and your dislikes and who you are as a person. Well, you have to be willing to be the same way with others. But certain signs, you know, you may want to kind of avoid. You know what I mean? Like Leos, okay, or a Taurus, you know, because they can be just bullheaded.
If I could add one thing, Kimberly, I am a Scorpio. What she says is right. One thing is we Scorpios have to watch is our intensity. We take things real impersonal and real direct, and all of a sudden you cross my line, and now I'm mad. We have to watch that.
Yeah.
We have to balance that. So take that into account. hope that helps you, Kimberly. We're going to move on, girls. That helps you?
All right. Go ahead. Thank you.
You're too,
welcome,
girl.
Honey.
Now, Kimberly, remember, all you folks, you can listen back on the archives. What I usually do is download them. So go back to Psychics Gone Wild on Blog Talk Radio, and you can download the archives. We're going to alternate, so I'm going to take this one just so we can move through as many folks as we can. And this is 770. You there?
Yes. Hi.
Who are
I'm
we speaking
Sandy.
With? Sandy. My name is Gary. Say hello.
Hi, Sandy.
To... already got
Hi,
it
Dawn.
Done. There you go. Sandy, would you like a general reading? Cover a lot of different issues. You have a specific question.
Just a second here. I would like to have something to do with relationships.
Whenever I do a reading for a woman, I grew up with six brothers. I had no idea you women are so complex. I've never been married. I've certainly had my share of relationships, but I was late at understanding you women, and now that I've learned so much by doing readings, y'all are very complex. Every time I do a reading for a woman, things with relationships come up, because that's what y'all are about. So, no, I'm not surprised to hear that at all. Having said that, I've been charging up these stones, Sandy, and I'll concentrate on relationships issues. Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to see what it says for you, and all you have to do is say drop. I'll tell you what I see in this pattern of stones here.
Drop.
There you go, girl. Okay, well, it feels like you're looking back at things where love was better, and maybe your dreams were coming to play, and then they've kind of there's like shifts, there's changes and so forth. But you're actually in a position of probably more power than you realize, because you can't change other people, but you can change yourself, and that's what's so empowering for you. That's probably why you feel a little bit confused and so forth, because life and the universe is telling you that, you know, just specifically that, if you can't change somebody else, change yourself. And as you do that in the next couple of days and week, and you really concentrate on how you want things to turn out, or how you want to at least be positive and peaceful and optimistic, that is one thing that's really going to help you have a sense of confidence and a sense of, like, maneuverability in this situation. So you can pick up a lot of fresh ways of looking at things and seeing yourself and seeing this relationship. Because you notice just within the next week and a half or two, it starts affecting the way you feel around your home, your place. It starts really affecting the way you see the necessity of not only being optimistic, but also drawing a line. And sometimes this line may be with yourself on how much you want to put up with. And that's a realistic line. Sometimes we have to make that line. So don't worry about what has to be done in the next couple weeks before you take care of the moment, which is be empowered. Realize that you can change yourself. You can't change him. You can't change anybody else, but you can change yourself. And as you do that, you're going to get more and more power, such that by the second into the third week here, when a lot of things come up to the surface, you're able to work through them, even if it has to do with letting go. It has to do with certainly with reaching new points within yourself and not being afraid to express the truth, and that can certainly start happening sooner rather than later. But by the third and fourth week, when this clears out, it actually liberates you and frees you up and brings a lot of luck back into the relationship. So I think something's got to, something gets communicated, cleared out here in the next couple weeks to really launch you off on a very positive feeling by the fourth and fifth and sixth week here. That's very empowering for you with relationships, emotions, luck. And it brings back a better sense of communication in here that's been kind of lacking. And by the end of this three-month period, you've got Neptune up by 11 o'clock, and you've got the commitment stone outside the circle by 2 o'clock. So this is saying that long-term plans, especially involving commitments, is what you're learning in this period, and it's what you're going to come out with a mastering, having a better feeling about. So start off this period seeing the optimism and creativity within yourself. You're not seeing it as much as you need to and should, because that's going to empower you to know how to deal with things over the next couple weeks, what needs to be said, what needs to be let go of, but you don't want to do that in a frantic, mad, upset frame of mind. What you want to do is a very empowered state of mind. So spend this next week and a half or so really exercising your positivity, and then you'll know how to move forward with this, what to say, when to say it, where to draw the line, and how to get results because of that. Because in the long term, this is going to help you a lot with both relationships and commitments and plans in the future. And that's what I'm seeing, Sandy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, but with men, it seems very difficult.
Well, remember, we're simpler than y'all.
Especially Leos.
Well, even simpler yet, as Dawn was saying a minute ago. God bless Leos, but they're real, you know, they're real out front. They've got a lot of surface greatness. It doesn't mean they don't have good things inside. It just means you have to kind of break through that super pride they have. They really are proud.
Oh, my goodness. Super.
Right? I mean, it's just immense. And that's why you were saying, Dawn, Scorpio and Leo, because we're real intense and, you know, we're both very intense. But regardless of who you're dealing with and who he is and what his sign is, you can't control other people. You can control yourself. And as you bring yourself into a more sense of empowerment, you've kind of, like I said, you've kind of forgotten to do that. You're giving him all the other power. You're giving the past power. What you want to do is give your...
Just like I told him, I said, I want to see you go to counseling. I don't want to see you... do it once every 3 months or once every month.
Well, that's these things that are coming to the surface. That's these things that are coming to the surface again that have to be dealt with, where you draw the lines, where you know to go forward. But before you get into all that, come from a point of power. And that's when in the next couple of days and week you really seek spiritual peace with yourself, with how you see God, with meditation, with that sort of thing, because that empowers you to address it very positively, put your best foot out, and be able to create a more positive income than if you go into it frustrated or worrying or this sort of thing. You've got good intentions, girl. There does need to be help and therapy there. You can do part of it, but you lead a horse to water, can't make it drink.
Exactly.
But do what you can to lead it, and lead yourself to water, too. Bring yourself up high.
I do want to ask one more question, if I can. And
I'll turn that over to Dawn. We'll make it quick because we've got a lot of callers. Dawn, go ahead and help her with her next question.
Go ahead.
There is a job in this area that I possibly could do, and I was hesitant to put in for it.
No. Go ahead and do it.
Okay. Because I got my resume mail, and I'm going, I got so many skills, it's not even funny. Mm-hmm. And some of them actually would meld with this, and some of them wouldn't, but I can learn anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens to be It happens to be at the same place my husband works.
That's all right. What is your sign?
Cancer.
Okay. Yeah, because as soon as you started talking about that, Spirit said, no, go with it, because you'll get it. Don't worry about where he's, if it's at his, so what? It's a job, and it's a good job.
Okay.
Decent pay. You know what I mean? Go with it. Yes.
Okay.
Because you will get.
And that's exactly the optimism I was feeling for you, Sandy. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter, right here at the first.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll
you have quite a bit of, knowledge and experience in various areas.
Yes.
You could do pretty much anything. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I would go for this. Go for it. Don't be afraid to go for it. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's a good job. Go for it, because you're going to get it.
Okay. I will do it, and I will let you know.
Outstanding. Wonderful.
God bless you, Sandy. We're on your side, girl.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, keep us posted.
Okay.
Okay, we are going to move along, taking calls in order. We're going to 208. Just wanted to give you a heads up. The next one's going to be area code 360 and then 212, just to kind of let you all know where you stand. And who are we speaking to? 208.
208, that would be me, Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hello.
How you doing, girl?
Good. How about you?
Okay.
We're doing fine. I'll tell you. I'm going to let Dawn give you a quick reading here, and I'll take the next call so we can kind of alternate and get through everybody. Dawn?
Okay. Cynthia, what's your question, honey?
Well, I don't know what my future holds right now, and I'm wondering if you have any insight.
Oh, my, let me see. Future, as in particular area?
Well, I'm going through a separation right now, and I just don't know which way to go, if I should actually just let go. And I don't know if he's going to come back. I don't know what the situation is.
Okay, let me see. A lot of doubting here. Were there some trust issues on this one?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, because that's what's showing here. A lot of questions, unanswered questions. There's some stuff, a lot of stuff seemed to have been hidden factors. A lot of it has come to light. That's what I'm being shown on this one. As far as something like this goes, Spirit is saying, above all else, you need to forgive. Okay, forgiveness. Spirit is emphasizing this, forgiveness. Okay, not just of the other person, but of yourself as well. Okay?
Okay.
In order for healing to begin, forgiveness. Like I said, Spirit is really emphasizing this. So this is, whatever this is, forgiveness needs to be. And that's not always an easy thing to do. It's not.
Right.
But once you do that, you will be surprised at how much clearer you will be able to think, how much clearer you will be able to focus if you take a step back and look at everything. You know, instead of being in part of that, take a step back as an observer, and that will give you a better idea, okay, of how to handle. Okay, now you have to keep in mind when it comes to separations and things like that, what one person may want, the other person may not, and it's based on choice. Okay, so
right.
I mean, would there be a possibility of a reconciliation? Spirit says yes, but again, that is always subject to being altered based on either choices.
Right.
Okay, but forgiveness. Okay, that this is something, you know, what you can't change what's been done, but you can choose to move forward. Okay, whether that is with that person or without, you can choose, you know, either one. But and the lines of communication, Spirit is saying, try to keep them open. It's not always easy. Okay, there seems to have been a lot of arguing going on there. But if things are approached in a more practical way, in a calm way, things can be worked through. Okay, but again, this is all based on choice. And it does take time. It doesn't happen overnight. Okay,
right.
But within 3 months, Spirit is saying, within 3 months, you will have a better idea of what you need to do. Where you need to go. Go within. You know, ask Spirit, ask your guides, ask your angels to give you guidance and wisdom and peace as well, to show you the way. Okay? And they will.
All right.
And they will. Okay? But this is what is being shown on this one. Forgiveness is the priority here.
Okay.
It may be hard, and it doesn't happen overnight, but it's something that you yourself can work on. Okay?
Okay.
And you know, and just, like I said, take a step back and observe it as an observer. And just, you know what I mean? Like, if you're watching this happen to a friend, you can see
okay.
things clearer of what is going on with them than they will. But you can do the same thing with your own life.
Okay? Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, really. Happy birthday again, Dawn. Well,
thank you,
Cynthia. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Let people know about the show. And again, to you, Cynthia, and to all you callers, you can listen back on the archives. You can download the program, and you can hear what was said. You can also check out both Dawn and I on psychicsgonewild.com. You can go to our websites and see how we do readings and so forth. Have a lot of callers, so we're going to try and get to everybody. I'm going to take this next call, and we'll probably alternate through the rest of this evening because we have a lot of callers. This is area code 360, and 212 is coming up next. 360, can you hear me?
Hi, yes. Thank you.
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
My name is Lori.
Lori.
Hi, Lori.
What a beautiful name, my girl.
Thank you.
You got a stereo hello from me and from Dawn. Lori, you want a general reading? That'll cover a lot of things over the next couple months. Probably answer
okay.
questions faster than you can ask them.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned this lesson, this method 33 years ago, and it's very picturesque. I actually drop 16 stones when you say drop into the circle. I read them like a clock, and it's, of course, if I do a 30-minute reading, I can see a lot longer. So I call this 3 months in 3 minutes, which comes out to about 15 seconds a week. But it'll highlight on some issues for you, my dear.
Great.
And all you have to do is say drop Lori whenever it feels appropriate to you, okay?
Okay. Thanks. Okay, drop.
There you go. Well, this is actually a time for you to start really making a lot of new commitments about where you want to go this year as far as how you want to feel about relationships. That's one thing you're sort of reworking here. And as far as like plans, commitments, career, responsibilities, how you want to deal with these things. So you're starting with the Sunstone right in that right on top, and that's giving you a lot of ability to make decisions, see power in yourself, see a fresh new start, and so forth. And as you go through this first week or so forth, the things you feel about both commitments and responsibilities and relationships, allow yourself to realize that you're coming into a point of power, so everything's not pushing you around. You're actually being able to make things work, manifest somewhat the way you see, but certainly you're learning how to get better at that just in the next couple weeks with laying plans, with feeling empowered, with feeling direction and that sort of thing. And in by the second and third week here, there's a lot of things around places that are having to be reorganized, a lot of restructuring, whether they're principles or actually or like policies and so forth. And certainly a lot of things are coming to the surface that need to be worked out. And that's a good thing, because once they come to the surface to be worked out, you can deal with them. You can address them. You can make progress on them. So don't be afraid about the things that you kind of feel underneath the current that are going to have to be addressed. It's okay. Because as you address them in the second and third week here, you not only get a lot of power, you make an impression on people. And that's what's good. So be patient with yourself. Be dedicated. And that's what the Sun is, dedicated about commitments, about relationships, about what you need to organize here. And as you go through the second and third week here, you're going to see a lot more how to organize, how to communicate things, how to get things done, how to make plans. And it's going to not only affect people, probably mates and people you're around, people you work with, things like that. But by the fourth and fifth week here, you've got this feeling of emotional movement, activity, not being all held up or in check or bottled up. So you get a lot of just fresh momentum coming back in, and that helps your decision-making and your communication skills and so forth. By the fourth and fifth and sixth week here, that really starts this nice, beautiful cycle. It looks like a winding snake the way these stones are, like it's something that originally you may have doubts about, but you know what? It's working for you. And that's because you're making this decision here in the first week with the Sun, not how things didn't work in the past, but how you're going to line stuff up here and organize and refresh things and let things come to the surface and be able to plow through them. Because by the fifth and sixth and seventh week here, you've opened up what you want, which is really a fresh feeling about your life, fresh feeling about luck, about being at the right place at the right time, being the right person in the right place at the right time. And from the 9th to the 12th week, about love, about plans in the future, about feeling so much more optimistic and so forth, you're going to be surprised how much you learn. And from the 9th to the 12th week, how much your life is completely different than it is right now or has been. Because in the next couple of days and week, you're going to make a lot of decisions about just being strong and being purposeful and being determined. And it's less a struggle than sort of the mixed feelings you've been going through. So don't be afraid of getting things straightened out and working. And does that make sense to you?
Yes, because the housing authority raised my rent like $200, and it'll only leave, like with the insurance premiums increased, and it'll only leave me with $160-some to live on a month.
But you're going to work that out. You keep your mind on how to work that out. You get your angels to help you. You keep thinking. Mm-hmm. And I know for one, I'm a Scorpio. I'm real intense. I get wrapped up in a problem and tie myself in a knot and trip myself. And once I do that, I go, that's not helping. Be positive. Be creative.
Yeah. So that reading was awesome because it, gives me the hope.
Inspired.
It verifies. You know what I need to do.
You got more power and luck coming to you than you realize. You just have to believe in it and let it start implementing and not be afraid of what you have to let go of it as far as fears to make it manifest.
Yeah, wow. That's nice.
Hope that helps you, Lori.
It does. Thank you so much.
God bless you, girl.
God bless you, too. God bless you. Happy birthday to
Thomas. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
She's 22 today.
24.
Oh, 24. Well,
no,
I was gonna
actually, you guys want to know how old I am? You really want to know?
35.
Drum roll. 35?
I am, 48 years old.
You're
still younger than me.
Oh,
48. That's a good year. I mean, that's a good age. Yeah, that's a good age.
66. I'm 66 and still kicking, so I've been around for a while.
Oh, there you go. Well, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
You guys want to hear something funny? Okay, now see, I told a friend today, I said, well, you know what? I get to be the same age for another year. And he was like, what? I said, well, yeah, all last year I forgot I was, you know, what my age was. I thought I was 38. And my dad actually reminded me today, no, you're not. Or no,
I've done that too. I've done that too.
So,
it's really weird, isn't it? How you kind of like,
you feel young, you think young, you act young, you stay young. It's not chronological years. It's freshness of spirit and mind. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, you have a good day, girl. God bless you.
Oh, you too. God bless you.
Let people know about the show. And remember to, if you want to, you can download the archives and you can hear that short reading I gave you again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I will.
And we're going to be moving along. We sure had a lot of callers tonight and enjoy it. And this is area code 212. And 212, I'm going to let Dawn do this reading for you as soon as I get you on the phone. 212, be patient. There you are. 212, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for taking my call. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary. Dawn.
Happy birthday, Dawn.
Oh, well, thank you.
I was just thinking, you can just think of yourself as being 4 times 8 rather than 48.
Oh, yeah. I feel 48. No, not at all. And hopefully I don't look good, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what can I help
you with?
You
sound very young and spirited, so there you go.
Well, I have a 4-year-old. She keeps me on my toes. I have to stay young, you know.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I'm sure she's adorable.
Yeah. What's your question?
Well, my question has to do with my career. I'm just wondering if you see a better career or a better job on the horizon for me.
Are you in an office setting?
Yes.
Corporate? Okay, that's right, because I'm seeing a desk and all that. You were saying that, as far as you're looking for a different position, because I'm seeing a promotion here.
Really?
I am. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yes. There is a promotion coming. Mm-hmm.
Promotion? Promotion.
promotion. Yeah, step up. You're going to be
Because I was just thinking commotion, because sometimes there is commotion over there.
No, promotion. They're going to come to you. Let me see if I can get a time frame on this one. Within 2 months, they're saying. March. Mid-March, end of March. Sometime in March. Okay? They're going to come to you and say that they have another, you know what I mean, they want to bump you up. But it comes with, you know, a little bit of a raise. So don't be so quick to be looking for another job right away. Okay? Because the spirit is saying, nope, promotion. It's coming. Be patient.
Oh.
People have been watching.
Oh, wow.
People pay attention. Okay? You don't realize it, but they are. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I
so
get
as of
that
right
sense.
Now, that's,
I get that sense, but then again, I also get the feeling that they are afraid that I'm leaving.
Well, some people might be, I mean, because you have to understand, you know, people are funny. But overall, they look at job performance, you know what I mean? And they're very pleased with what you do, okay? So there's no complaints there, all right? There may be jealousies from other people, but don't worry about that. That's their problem, not yours. But Spirit is saying, no, hang in there because it's coming. Okay, and the Spirit says March is what I get on this, March. And I'm seeing mid to late March. Okay, it's like right before that springtimey season. So because I'm seeing a lot of green, and March to me always represents, you know, is represented by green. So that's what Spirit is saying. So don't leave your job yet. Okay? So basically just keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a great job. They're happy with you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What field are you in?
I'm sorry? What am I in? I didn't hear the... Oh,
yeah.
I'm in the nonprofit sector.
Okay.
I write grants for a visual arts education organization.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's a good company. It's a good company, and there is room for advancement, so that's probably why they said, nope, promotion, it's coming.
Wow.
So,
you know, that was...
kind of keep that to yourself. You know, it's kind of like your own little secret, you know what I mean? But
uh-huh.
It is coming.
I wanted to add one thing, Mary. I was feeling like you're powerful, you're smart, you're quick, you're efficient. Don't be worried about like people's petty jealousy or so forth about you. You're good at what you do, so keep that in your mind. You know, not what other people might think, petty stuff. Plow along, empowered girl.
Okay.
You're going to find yourself doing real well.
Oh yeah,
you're better than you're better than you think you are.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I thank you very much. That's super good, encouraging.
Good.
You too, Mary. We're glad you called in tonight and let people know about the show and check us out on Psychics Gone Wild, both Dawn Haven and myself, Gary Wimmer. And you have a beautiful weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
Just wanted to mention that... if you folks want to get a hold of us, like I said, you can go to Psychics Gone Wild, check on Gary Wimmer or Mystic Haven. And also wanted to mention I'm giving a special in January all this month. Get a piece of paper and be prepared to write this down in just a moment, and I'll tell you what it is. While you're getting the paper, I'm going to take a call, 707. We have a lot of callers tonight, so we're probably not going to get to everybody because we've had more callers than we've had, but we sure appreciate you folks calling in. And we'll get as many as we can. Get a sheet of paper and pen, and I'll tell you right after we do 707. Are you there, 707?
Yes, sir, I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Who
are you speaking with?
This is Jose.
Jose. This is Gary, and this is Dawn, Mystic Haven. Jose, what
Hi,
can
Dawn.
I...
Hi, Dawn. Happy birthday.
Yeah, really.
Oh, thank you.
Now she's only 19. See, every time somebody wishes her happy birthday, she loses 15 years. So,
there you go. We'll keep wishing her happy birthday, and we'll keep counting down.
That's right.
All right.
You know, soon you'll be pre-embryonic there, Dawn, so hold on.
Oh, that's all right.
Jose, do you have a specific question would you like me to address in general what I see over the next couple months?
Yeah, specific question. I've been trying to enter the law enforcement field since 2009. I've been very diligent about it, been going to a lot of interviews. Nothing's happened. Wondering, is this going to happen? Is it going to happen anytime soon? So forth and so on.
You know what? I'm getting a couple different feelings. I'm getting the feeling that, A, you've got the skill. B, there's people that see you have the skill, but it feels like there's something in the bureaucracy that's kind of... kinky, weird, strange. I don't know. Is there are there vacancies in the area you're applying?
Yeah, everywhere I've applied to, there's been an open position, more than one. I actually was a police officer in a pretty hardcore town here in Northern California, and I didn't complete the training, and so I've been trying to pursue it ever since, and I just can't get any dice. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, this is what I want to do in life, so.
Well, I feel, first of all, like you're very powerful, and I feel like there's other alternatives. I don't know, you're trying to get the training or you're trying to get the job? That's what I was confused about.
Trying to get the job. I have the training.
Okay,
when
gotcha.
When you first
gotcha.
Start off as a police officer, you do 4 months of training. Kind of
gotcha.
Like, I don't want to, I always related to that movie Training Day with Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke, except just
right.
not corrupt like that. Where you're sitting mm-hmm. in the car with an officer, that's your training period. After that, that's called FTO, and you pass that, then you go on to your probationary period, And then once you pass that, then you're a full-time blah, 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 blah officer. And this is after you go to the police academy, which I've already completed like 4 years ago. So,
Is there any legal reason you should be held back? Like a past incident?
Nothing.
Okay. Okay, because what I'm feeling...
No felonies, I'm a good guy.
I didn't think you did. I feel is good power for you. And I feel like you're sort of in this situation where you get back in their face, but do it in a good way, that sort of thing. Remind them of your skill set, remind them of your expertise, almost like expect them to give you a reason why you're not, if they give you BS, you know, get down to why. Because you've got the talent, you've got the skill, and I keep feeling like there's some sort of either bureaucratic tape or miscommunication, either of which can affect you. Now, you can't change them, but you can come on a little bit more like kind of stick and carrot. First of all, the carrot is the fact that you're a hell of a good officer, and you'd make a good person for them. And the stick is sort of, come on, you guys. What's going on? You know, I have a right to know. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's a two-pronged approach because that's the best thing you can do. You've got the power. You've got the ability. And I have the feeling when you kind of go about this with a little more stick and carrot, a little tougher on one side and more gentle and appealing on another, a couple people are going to go, wow, we need to give this guy a second look. So don't be afraid of getting back in their face again. That's kind of what I feel. I really do. Does that register with you, Dawn?
Yeah, actually. Spirit also wants me to tell you, Jose, and very emphasizing on this one, there is a reason for this. Okay? There is a reason for this delay. Okay?
What's the reason?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. They don't always give me a reason. They just, you know what I mean? I'm feeling, from what I'm feeling on it, okay, is that it has to do with the type of area that you are in, okay? Because the only thing that I kept hearing other than that, the other thing I kept hearing was it's not his time. It's not his time yet. And I'm feeling that, you know, if you went prior, then something would happen. But because I'm hearing it's not his time yet. It's not your time to go yet. So sometimes spirit will put what seems like a block, you know, like we can't get past that block. That block is there for our own safety. Okay? And when it's time, it will be removed. Okay? And it will be removed. But patience on this one. I have to agree with Gary, though, as far as, you know, going back and saying, hey, come on, you guys know, yeah, but being polite about it. You know, you have the qualifications, you have the training, this is your calling in life, what's the holdup? You know, and I do have to agree, some type of, like, political type of stuff. I don't know if it's because, and this is going on all over the United States, there's, you know, the police departments are coming under a lot of scrutiny lately, tremendous amount of scrutiny. So that could be part of it. Okay, they have to be very careful. You know, they've had problems in the past.
Right, absolutely.
Spirit is saying, okay, that block is there for your protection right now. It will be removed, but you just need to be patient. But in the meantime, I agree with Gary, just, you know, keep pushing yourself for this. Okay,
God,
be polite.
So patient. Years of patience.
It does take a little bit more patience, just a little bit more. But talk to your guides and stuff, and ask them to help as well, because they will intervene on your behalf.
Right.
They will. Okay.
Right.
But yeah, patience. I know it's not easy, but that block was there for your protection to keep you alive.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, if we move forward when we're not supposed to, it can have disastrous results. Okay?
I'm sorry. one quick question. So was that the reason why I'm no longer with that other department? For my safety. Why I didn't pass the training and why I'm no longer a police officer for that department in that really rough city. Was that the reason? Was that for my safety? The reason why? Because it kind of happened for a reason.
Well, that could be why I was here. Kept hearing it's not his time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and like I said, things happen for a reason. There are reasons. We may not see it. We may not understand it right at that moment, but we will later on.
Right.
Okay. So basically, all you need to do is not worry about that. It's done. It's over. Okay. You need to look forward now. Realize, okay, this is what I need to pursue. This is how I need to pursue it, and I need to be persistent with it. But in a polite way.
So persistent.
Because like I said, it will be ruined.
But yes, I understand. I said I'm so persistent, you have no idea, but I understand what you're saying.
Okay, good.
Well, take a deep breath and come back persistent.
That's what I got. Huh?
I was going to say, Jose, take a deep breath and come back persistent. Allow yourself a break first from the intensity, and then you can come back refreshed.
Right. Okay. I will do
that. Hope
that
helps you, brother.
Yes, sir, it has. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and you have a nice evening.
You too.
You too. Thanks
you
for calling
too.
In.
We've only got 3 minutes left. For those of you with a sheet of paper, just want to let you know, if you want to find out this special, you can email me, gw@garywimmer.com. That's gw@garywimmer.com. Or you can go to garywimmer.com/NY, as in New Year, small letters, .html. That's garywimmer.com/NY.html, or you can email me. We've just got less than 3 minutes left here, so I'm going to give a short reading to area code 845. And those y'all we didn't get to, please call back next week. We had a lot more callers than we thought we were going to have, and we always like to do the best we can with who's in. 845, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to John.
John?
Yes.
Hi, John.
Okay.
Hi, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really? Would you like a short reading, cover a little bit of everything, my dear?
Well, actually, I was... See, I have a communication problem with my soulmate, and I haven't been able to communicate with her for 2 months because I've been blocked from all types of communication I've tried from a so-called friend of hers. And I was wondering if this is going to be permanent or I'll be able to get a hold of her soon.
I think you're going to be able to get a hold of her once some healing takes place. There's something that's going on about place and about like some sort of difference of understanding between you all that needs to be worked out, needs to become to a new light. Your friend may be able to do it to some degree, but at least what I feel like is it's important for you all to communicate, even if it's an email, even if it's a letter. And letters are better. Write a letter. Don't write an email.
I can't
write
a letter. She doesn't live at home anymore.
Okay. Well, what I feel like, basically, is there's some sort of healing process that's going on, and it kind of involves both y'all. And when that clears out, and it's probably going to be within the next month or two, something like that, you're going to have the ability to re-communicate again, to reconnect again. So the tension has to be both you have to let go of it, she has to let go of it, so you both kind of, like in boxing, go to neutral corners and come back strong again. So if you concentrate on release and let go and peace and balance, that's the best thing you can do to clear this out so you can expect communication to rekindle itself. Try that, girl. You got nothing to lose.
No, I have nothing to lose. Thank you so much.
Try it. Be at peace. We've just got a couple seconds left, folks, and we're so glad you all you guys called in. And check us out next week. Dawn, a pleasure to be with you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Have a good weekend, folks. Check us next Monday evening. God bless. Stay happy.